I will be as blunt as I can be. You have to pick a side. You pick transgender ideology or you pick the side of God. It's a pretty brutal claim. I will prove it.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. It is a time of choosing, Ronald Reagan once said. That's certainly true in material ways, earthly ways, far more importantly, the spiritual ways. And one request as we go through this topic, because it is really tough material, is remember that our battles are not with the flesh and blood people about whom we'll speak. Our battle is with spirits and principalities. And I want us to keep that in mind. Later today, in the second episode, I don't know when you're listening, but the episode upcoming, my friend Zach Abraham will join us, episode 161. Zach will join us. And are we already in a recession? And by the way, does it matter that much if we're in a recession? Honestly, I mean, that's the word. Plus, a farmer has more thoughts on the human-caused food shortage that's here and is going to get worse. So Zach Abraham, episode 161, help us figure that out. So here's the thesis: that you can be on the side of God or you can be on the side of transgender ideology. Now, of course, being on the side of God is more than just being against transgender ideology. There's far more to it. And we've talked about that last week. Last week we had my pastor, Jim Putman, on to talk about what does it mean to be a Christian. So if you're curious about that, refer back to that episode. But this is as blunt as I can be. The people who are pushing transgender ideology are doing the work of the devil. And I can't even believe I'm saying that. I mean, that's not a sentence I thought would ever leave my hole, but it's true, and we're going to prove that. And let's define transgender ideology. Transgender ideology is defined as this: you decide what sex you are, even if you're 5, even if you're 2. They say gender, but that's nonsense. They mean sex. They mean biology. They mean to erase biology. That's not the part that makes it so obviously satanic. The part that makes it satanic is how it's being employed against kids. And furthermore, how it is being used to destroy the family and to destroy the minds of people and to create this incredible division, which is why I've asked us to remember that our battle is not with the flesh and blood people about whom we'll speak. It is the spirits and principalities that are driving all of this. There are a series of articles in the show notes that I think are very, very important for people to read as they go through. And we'll go through some of the facts from those articles as we go through this program. One of them, they're both by the same woman. Her name is Jennifer Billick. And she wrote, I think, the seminal piece tracking the funding behind pushing gender ideology into the schools. And it is a massive amount of money. The Pritzker family is at the center of this. One of the Pritzker cousins is a man who pretends to be a woman. And the other Pritzker cousin has his own weirdness and illnesses. But they've got a whole bunch of money. She's updated that piece, really focusing on the Pritzker family, the two cousins. And we'll get into that because I think that's important material to have. But let's start here with the kids. George Takei played Sulu on Star Trek, and I think his acting career ended there. He is a same-sex attracted man who is an activist, of course, for abortion. Because if you're same-sex attracted, you have to be for abortion. You have to be for the deep state. You have to be for government programs of all natures. Because to be same-sex attracted is to sign up with the larger intersectional ally group. And Takei is very, very, very lockstep in that. He tweeted about a young boy who goes by the name of Kai now, What a bright light you are, Kai. Your poise and courage are far beyond your years. George Takei tweeted that about a young boy who has been, presenting as a girl. And the presentation is made pretty solid because it looks to me like this young boy has had wrong sex hormones. But what he presented was a video that is simple propo, as we would say in the Hunger Games, propaganda. It's a propaganda piece. It's well done. It contains all the lies that the gender jackers use, that wrong sex hormones reverse thoughts of suicide temporarily. In some kids, temporarily, but not permanently. It doesn't do anything to stop suicidal intent permanently. That this can be reversed. No, it can't. You cannot reverse a 10-point IQ loss, which a lot of kids suffer. I've played the audio, and I can go back and play it again, of a man who lives life as a woman, who's a surgeon, admitting that these kids can't get pregnant, they can't achieve orgasms, they can't have then, in that regard, they can't have sexual pleasure or satisfaction. And that man who presents as a woman admits that in a conversation with other gender-jacking so-called doctors. So no, it's not reversible. No, it's not tested. No, it does not reduce the suicidal intent. And no, this is not similar to insulin, which is now the new trope. That blocking kids who have become either gender defiant or have been caused to be confused about their gender or who are organically confused about their gender, because that does happen in incredibly rare cases. It happens. They're now saying that withholding wrong sex hormones from them is like withholding insulin. No, it's not. If you do not have insulin and you are a diabetic, you will die. If you do not have wrong sex hormones injected into your body and you're gender confused, you will not die. Nor will most kids commit suicide. Furthermore, just about every kid who ends up being gender defiant or gender confused or being conned into it, or as happens in schools now, they get gender jacked. And I mean gender jacked. I mean, so-called teachers taking little kids aside and saying, hey, I know why you don't have any friends. It's because you're a boy trapped in a girl's body to autistic kids. So I'll talk about a case of happened with a woman I know in the separate country of Washington State. Happened to her kid who's a little bit autistic. And the teachers thought they could hide it from my friend. Well, they didn't, because my friend is an aware parent. So the video that George Takei shared is filled with these sorts of lies. These sorts of lies are paid for. The studies, like from the ridiculously corrupt University of Washington, I have debunked this study time and time and time again, but it time and time and time again reappears. This is where they claimed that the study showed that kids who got wrong sex hormones were happier, except that's not what the data shows. That's just not what the data shows. Furthermore, they studied these kids for a very, very brief period of time. So it's not even a study. It's a colloquial cool story, bro. It's what it is. So I have edited this video only to remove the music, because there's a lot of music in it as they do text overs to make it appear that they're sharing fact. But it features this young boy, Kai, and in the video, he's reading from a cell phone. So reading notes from a cell phone. We can either believe that a fourth grader wrote all this, or we can reflect upon that. But this is the way Kai presents his mother. But wait until you hear what the mother apparently said. You know that whole conversion therapy thing? You know, where it is dreadfully wrong to talk to a kid about, tell me why, you know, what does it mean that you're a boy? What does that mean? And would you like to meet some other boys who like to play with girls' things? Where, and by the way, why does a doll a girl's thing? Would you like to meet some other boys who like to play with dolls and do ballet? Because there's lots of boys like that. That's dangerous conversion therapy that must be banned. But what did this mother do to this little boy who's now convinced he's a girl? Well, you'll hear that in just a second, because I don't know that George Takei is aware of that. So here's the video Takei was so excited about.
I do not like spending my free time asking adults to make good choices. Texas legislators have been attacking me since pre-K. I am in fourth grade now. When it comes to bills that target trans youth, I immediately feel angry. It's been very scary and overwhelming. It makes me sad that some politicians use trans kids like me to get votes from people who hate me just because I exist. God made me. God loves me for who I am, and God does not make mistakes. My mom has been giving everything she has to stand up for me. With these new things y'all are trying to do, we both are having to advocate for each other because you are now targeting a great mom and a great nurse. My mom needs her nursing license to take care of me and my siblings. Bullying is bad. Please stop. Don't make bad choices. It's never too late to turn it around.
That's how this young boy presents himself, fourth grade. And again, the statement is read and it appears rehearsed to me. And it's quite possible that the boy believes all this. In fact, it's probably likely that he believes all this. We haven't gotten to the satanic part yet. This is, though, what Takei was apparently not aware of. And a gentleman who is same-sex attracted, and it only matters because it's fascinating to watch same-sex attracted people recoil at transgender ideology, because their concern is they feel it, quote, erases gay children. That's one of their concerns. The other is that lesbian women, women who are same-sex attracted, don't want to have sex with men. But transgender ideology dictates that women who are same-sex attracted do not want to have sex with men, must have sex with men, or they are transphobic. So transgender ideology demands people have sex with people they'd prefer to not have sex with. They demand it. Transgender ideology states that men who do not want to have sex with other men are transphobic. You must have sex with other men so they can pretend to be women. This is a direct confrontation to God's design for sexuality, and it is strong-arming people into engaging in same-sex intercourse. And these aren't, these are not rumors. There are plenty of same-sex attracted women who got into this battle because, believe it or not, they're deluded enough in their minds to have given in to having sex with men when they are same-sex attracted women who do not want to have sex with men. I've talked to them. You know, halfway through the encounter, they said, "Why am I doing this? I hate this. This is gross to me. This feels like rape," and it is. Mental rape, resulting in a physical encounter they don't want. And if men were doing this to women, well, they do. Harvey Weinstein, "I'm going to need you to service me sexually if you want to be in my movies." And it is universally derided. Once it's out in the public, well, unless they're liberal men, in which case it's not universally derided. That goes directly against God. But this is part of the structure of transgender ideology. You would think that George Takei, as a same-sex attracted man, would be sensitive to this. So here's the video from a site called Fourth Wave Now. And Fourth Wave Now is a site that was founded by, I believe, same-sex attracted women and families thereof, and has tracked for a decade this explosion of the very evil transgender ideology and what it does to children and families. So this is apparently the mother talking about her way of dealing with young Kai before the child was named Kai. The child had a birth name, but wow, it's not dead name the child. And this is the mother describing how they, as parents, responded to a little boy wanting to play with girls' toys.
I remember even thinking before Kai was three that I think this kid might be gay. And I thought that that could not happen, and that would not happen. We started praying fervently. Prayers turned into Googling conversion therapy and how can we implement these techniques at home to make Kai not be like this. Putting her in time out for acting like a girl, putting her in time out for stealing girl toys, spanking her, really spanking her every time she would say, "You know I'm a girl." No matter what the consequences, she's persisting in the fact that you should already know she's a girl. I remember even...
How does that feel? The other response would be, "Oh, you're a boy who likes to play with girls' toys. Go ahead. You want more of them?" That would be another response. You can be a boy and like to play with dolls. And that's okay. And you can be a boy who may well grow out of playing with dolls. You may change. There's not much differences between the sexes prior to puberty. And that may change, but now that will never happen. Puberty. And these parents spanking a little child because a boy wants to play with girls' toys. That's this, and this, George Takei celebrates this. From the top, denying that God created man and woman, to the very bottom, going to a little kid and telling him, "God screwed up. He put you in the wrong body because I heard what Kai said. God made me like I am." Mm-mm. God made you a little boy who likes to play with girls' things. He didn't make you a girl trapped in a boy's body. Physical impossibility. What's being done is being funded by the Pritzker family. Here's a quote from some of the people tied in with this stuff. We'll get into this in a bit. "We are making God as we are implementing technology that is ever more all-knowing, ever-present, all-powerful, and beneficent." These are people pushing a new phrase for transgender ideology. It's a technical phrase. Do you remember when I began talking with you about the technocrats and transhumanism? And how often I've played for you audio of people who are excited to be the new gods of transhumanism? They call it synthetic sex identities. There will be synthetic race identities. There will be synthetic species identities. People will be customizing bodies. And these people come right out and say, "We are creating God." That is satanic. You're using God's tools and twisting them, which is exactly what Satan does, because he cannot create. He cannot invent. He cannot love. He can only twist and distort. So you're not creating God. You're creating confusion. I'll tell you that one of the frustrations with this is people believe their kids are safe. And so for about a decade, as I've talked about this, it has gone for a lot of people. It's an interesting thing to think about, and it's outrageous. But people have given themselves a false sense of security, saying, well, at least my kid's not at risk. I'm here to tell you, your kid is at risk. So is your grandkid. I'm here to tell you that. I'll tell you why in just a second. So again, just comparing where we sit on the spectrum of things. As the technocrats and the Pritzker family and the CDC and the World Health Organization and the people who run Joe Biden and the teachers unions are gender jacking kids, we are taking a company as a template. And it is very much this, what we're doing with Allen's Artisan Soaps. It's a template. Yes, it's a soap company. Yep, the soap is fantastic. Yes, I'm still asking you to try it. If you haven't yet, go to allensoaps.com/Todd. That's allensoaps.com/Todd. What we ask you to do is try the soap. You use soap anyway. You clean your body anyway. If you love the soap, subscribe and make it your soap. But do it based upon the product, okay? And the product, as I've told you, it's all small batch. It's all made in America. It's all natural scents. It's made with all natural ingredients. There's three generations of expertise behind the making of this soaps. You won't find the scents anywhere else. I've described them to you. What I want to impress upon you is the template nature of this. This company could be a lot more profitable if they simply gave in and fired Allen, the chief soap officer and the inventor of a lot of these scents. Allen is going to be 12 soon. He is deeply and vitally impacted by autism, but he's joyful. He faces it all with joy. This young boy will turn into a man who will go through surgery after surgery in his life because he has structural challenges in his life. And yet he works every day when he's not playing Minecraft, and he loves playing Minecraft. The template is this. We can have companies that are profitable, products that are incredible, and often those products will come from the minds of children that the party would say should have been aborted. So this is a way to celebrate life. And this is a way to have a great soap product. And again, if you do not dig the soap product, please don't continue to purchase it. But if you haven't yet, please try it this week. On the Herminator Sub, it's a subscription plan. You get 10% off. You get 6 bars of soap so you can try all the scents. You get a soap rack, you get a soap pouch, and a fluff. It's allensoaps.com, allensoaps.com/Todd. allensoaps.com/Todd. Things line up sometimes with God. And when we're paying attention, I was wondering what to do on Friday, because we've got the gun control legislation. And incidentally, that's part of this. I mean, it's not part of the gender jacking, but it's part of the takeover by the so-called public health authorities. Oh, I'm not kidding. Again, 7 or 8 years ago, those of us who were paying attention started to notice that the party wanted to make guns a public health issue. Your access to your guns, a public health issue. What have we learned about public health when there's a pandemic? There are no laws. There's no constitution. There's no Second Amendment. What does the World Health Organization want? They want to be able to come into America without the permission of a local governor or state legislature and declare the World Health Organization is running things because there's a so-called pandemic. What did we learn? When we started to study this, we learned that they could make that gun violence, so-called, if they chose to do that. And the pandemic could be caused by your guns in your safe. And it's driven by the same people who are transing kids. So I planned to talk about that, and then I started to prep for the show. And I started to see all the new things about gender jacking and this focus on the Pritzkers and what they're doing. And then I got a call from a friend. And she knows that I have studied this. She knows that I've debated people on this. And she called me and said, am I crazy? Or let me tell you this story. And so she talked to me about what had gone on in her school with her child. She was in a parent-teacher conference, Zoom, of course, because we can't have the ridiculously, dirty parents going into the sacrosanct schools. And this is at North Creek High School in Bothell, Washington. So she was aware that her child had flirted with gender confusion and at one point had used a fake name. And my friend has a really good relationship with her child and sat down and said, hey, so what's this about? What's the new name about? And why are you using these pronouns? And child said, you know what? At school, if you're not Black or Hispanic, if you don't have some sort of thing, then you get bullied. Plus, one of my teachers just hates kids who are straight. And she favors the kids who are either same sex attracted or have, you know, a different gender. So I did it thinking that maybe this would, you know, cool things down. So my friend was aware of this fake name. So she's having a conversation with the teachers on Zoom. And halfway through the meeting, they started using the fake name and the wrong sex pronoun. And my friend stopped the conference and said, wait. Are we still talking about my kid? Because you're using the wrong pronoun and the wrong name. And there was a counselor on the call and a principal on the call and a teacher on the call. And they all froze up. Oh, and then one of the participants, I think it was the counselor, the teacher said, Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about another student. I've got all these tabs opened. And then started to go back into, oh, I'm sorry. And then started to try to steer it back up into the conversation they were having about the school plan. So my friend sat there and put her side on mute and crossed her arms and stared at these people. And they went back to the presentation. And then this person said, how's that sound? And my friend unmuted and said, I don't care how it sounds. What I want to know is, why are you doing this behind the scenes? Why are you calling my kid this name? Why are you using this wrong gendered pronoun with my kid? You think I'm stupid? You think I don't know that you guys do this in schools? You think I don't know that this is the way it's done in this separate country of Washington State? You think I'm that stupid? Oh, no. You have it wrong. And then one of the participants showed her her screen and said, see, it says Kyle. My friend said, you typed that. You typed that. I know what you're doing. This is more of the satanic stuff. For a decade, these people have been going behind parents' backs to confuse their kids, to groom their kids into these ideologies, into this confusion. If you're in the business of separating parents from their kids on a basis like this, when you're not CPS, when you're not, you know, preventing abuse or whatever, you're doing the work of the devil. Creating this wedge between parents and kids to insert a mental health condition into the head of a kid that's going to end up in medicalization. You're performing evil. And I don't speak for God. God speaks for God. I can quote God's word and tell you once again, if you're part and parcel, party to this, the Lord Jesus said, the people who separate me from the young ones who cause them to stumble getting to me would be better off having a millstone tied around their neck and being tossed into the ocean. So let me update that phraseology. The Lord Jesus said to you is, you prevent the kids from following me. You would be better off if I took 4 45-pound plates from a gym, tied them around your neck with a chain, and tossed you into Puget Sound. You'd be better off than what awaits you for what you're doing to the children. Satan wraps this stuff up in love. And the people who are coming behind to do this, we've been taught, we've been browbeaten. Many people have given in that when we look at the picture of a man who attempts to deceive you into believing is a woman, which and it's utterly, utterly ridiculous. In this link, you'll see to the article, The Billionaire Family Pushing Synthetic Sex Identities. You'll see the Pritzker cousins standing side by side, and it is just brutally ridiculous that so-called Jennifer Pritzker wants anyone to believe he's a woman. It's utterly, 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 it would be funny if it weren't tragic. And that the other Pritzker is the governor of Illinois. And his family is pushing this stuff. He's the dictator of Illinois is what he is. And that they're pushing this stuff. So how are they pushing it? Why are they pushing it? Well, money is certainly part of it, but I think power is probably much more of it. And it doesn't end, by the way, with gender ideology. These people are also completely connected to kill more babies. Why? Why does gender jacking also include killing more babies? And wait till you hear about the overhaul of the nation's healthcare system that's coming. Yeah, that's fun too. That's on its way. There is a healthcare. They are pushing for more control over healthcare. One of the things that you can do in terms of control is right now get as much control over your existing finances as you possibly can. And I think the easiest way for most of us to do that is with our homes. And if we own a home, or if we're paying a mortgage. Have you ever thought about your house as an investment tool? I hadn't. Not in this regard. Until I started to work with my friends and partners at American Financing and AmericanFinancing.net. So the place in which we live, our home, it can be a fantastic investment tool, particularly now. With the equity in your home up, or the values up by about 20%, so if you access that 20% now through a cash out refinance, you can turn that around and seize that equity, or that money, I should say, right? So the house value is high. You do a cash out refinance now. You seize that money, right? Through our friends at American Financing, AmericanFinancing.net, you turn around and invest that money. And at the same time, you could be saving money. You do a traditional refinance, you don't take the cash out, you could be saving $1,000 a month on your mortgage today. And American Financing, when they do this with people, they don't charge any upfront fees. They can make a decision in as little as 10 days because they work nights and weekends. Why? Because you don't get to be a 20-year family-owned national mortgage bank if you don't work nights and weekends. How can they make decisions so quickly? Because they're a family-owned national mortgage bank. Why should you trust them? Well, they're A-plus to the Better Business Bureau. They've got about 7,000 Google reviews at about 4.8 stars. And because Rush Limbaugh, God rest him, trusted him enough to speak for them. Again, no upfront fees. In fact, when you call American Financing, they will give you a free mortgage review. That's what I said. They'll review your existing mortgage. If they can save you money, they'll tell you. If they can't, they'll tell you that you are locked into a great deal. It's 866-887-2275. That's 866-887-2275, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 22334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. The Pritzker family has been making some interesting moves with this massive amount of money they have from the hotel business. One of the things they started to do was invest in pharma and surgical supply companies. That's weird. Why would you invest in surgical supply companies? Well, because you intend to get a bunch of people having surgery. You intend to invent a new so-called race of people, a transhuman species. neither male nor female, unable to have sexual pleasure, unable to give birth, or I should say unable to replicate, to reproduce. Because these are the same people who are working on technologies to install pig wombs in men so those men can have human babies put into their pig wombs and then give birth because nothing bad can happen there. So the Pritzker family, these two cousins, one of them, of course, the governor of Illinois, the other a former military official, have been pushing this. And one of the most remarkable things they've been able to do is do this behind the scenes, using the money to push this synthetic sex identity behind the scenes. Quoting from this piece from Jennifer Billick, the Pritzkers became the first American family to have a medical school bear its name in recognition of a private donation when it gave $12 million to the University of Chicago School of Medicine in 1968. In June 2002, the family announced an additional gift of $30 million to be invested in the University of Chicago's Biological Sciences Division and School of Medicine. These investments provided the family with a bridgehead into the world of academic medicine, which it has since expanded in pursuit of a well-defined agenda centered around synthetic sex identity. In 2002, Jennifer Pritzker, this is the man who has had wrong sex hormones and surgery in a pathetically sad attempt to look like a woman. He doesn't look anything like a woman. Founded the Tawani Foundation, which has since provided funding to Howard Brown Health and Rush Memorial Medical Center in Chicago, the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Foundation Fund, the University of Minnesota's Institute for Sexual and Gender Health, all of which provide some version of so-called gender care. In 2012, J.B. Pritzker and his wife, M.K. Pritzker, worked with the Bridgespan Group, a management consultant to nonprofits and philanthropists, to develop a long-term strategy for J.B. and the M.K. Pritzker Family Foundation. Their work together included conducting research on developments in the field of early childhood education, to which the foundation committed $25 million. And what are we teaching kids in early childhood education? That God doesn't decide their sex or gender. The new gods do. That you're not even being made in God's image is an insult to you. The body God gave you, you are to hate. You are to overcome. It's a struggle. It's not a gift to be stewarded. It's a thing to hate, to have remade in the image of Big Pharma. Utterly satanic. Back to this piece. Ever since, a motivating and driving force behind the Pritzker family's family-wide commitment to synthetic sex identity has been JB's cousin Jennifer Borden James, a retired lieutenant colonel in the Illinois Army National Guard and the father of three children. In 2013, around the time gender ideology reached the level of mainstream American culture, Jennifer Pritzker announced a so-called transition to so-called womanhood. And then they began their moves to invest in medical device companies, instruments, implants, cutting tools, and inject and molded plastic products for use in surgeries. They helped found the World Professional Association of Transgender Health, WPATH, WATPATH, which produces ridiculously skewed and silly research that anyone who studies the details of understands it's nonsense. They've aligned with a guy named John Stryker, founder of the LGB so-called T mega NGO Arcus Foundation. And they work together, side by side. Pritzker's philanthropy is also active in Canada, where the man named Jennifer has helped fund the University of Toronto's Bonham Center for Sexual Diversity Studies, teaching institution invested in deconstruction of human sex, deconstructing physical reality, lying about it. We're making God, as we're implementing technology that is ever more all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful, and beneficent. Got it. Who says it's beneficent? They do. That this stuff has been brought globally. That this stuff has spread around the world globally. It's no mistake, as you can see. This John Stryker, the Arcus Foundation, the Pritzkers, They formed this close relationship with the psychiatric establishment. The Pritzker Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Health at Lurie was launched with a $15 million gift from the Pritzker Foundation, received another $6.45 million in 2022 to address concerns about mental health consequences for children and adolescents arising from the COVID pandemic, which so-called Governor Pritzker forced on people. The dictator of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, Jennifer's cousin, signed into law SB 2085, coverage of the psychiatric collaborative care model, the American Psychiatrics Association's model, legislation requiring private insurers and Medicaid to cover CPT codes for COCM, which requires a primary care physician or clinician or team that includes a behavioral health care manager who checks in with patients at least once a month and off-site psychiatric consultant who regularly reviews patients' progress and offers advice. Advice like what? Guess. Well, you're sad. Maybe you're born in the wrong body. And the piece continues and is brilliant, and it is a must-read. And it describes an installation of a mental illness in the heads of kids for the profit of the Pritzker family. But can it truly be just profit? Do they need more money? It can't just be profit. Our battle is not with these flesh and blood men. Our battle is with the spirits and principalities behind making kids hate their bodies. And of course, these guys are tied in with the most virulent pro-abortion people who exist. Of course they are. There are certainly things we can control about our bodies. One of them is the percentage of fat that's on your body. The partnership we have with Sota Weight Loss, SOTAweightLoss.com. The first thing I did when we started talking to Sota Weight Loss, and we were so honored to have them approach us because it was the first time a really successful company that grew from one location to seven and then since has gone nationwide. It was the first time a big, big successful company came to us. And so I was really hoping I'd love their work because they wanted us to introduce you guys. And so we did. But what was that predicated upon? One was looking at their performance, seeing their Google reviews, which is well over 6,000, average 4.8 stars, encountering people who'd lost 150 pounds with them and kept that off with Sota Weight Loss, reading the customer reviews, listening to customers, listening to the staff, talking to the founder, doing all my due diligence. And then it got down to the science. And I asked a very specific question. How much weight do you want your clients to lose? And here was the answer. The answer came from the doctor, the healthcare founders or healthcare providers from way back. He said, that's a silly question, Todd. That's a silly question. That depends on our client. And it's not weight, it's fat. It's exactly what I wanted to hear. I said, that's exactly what I was hoping you would say. And he goes, oh, so you're trying to trick me. I said, well, I didn't think I could because you're super intelligent, but I asked the question that way on purpose because here's what I've learned. If anybody's talking with you about weight loss and here's how much we think you should lose and they haven't done their investigation, they're conning you. Then there's this question, how quickly? They should be able to tell you, how quickly should I lose this unwanted fat? They should be able to tell you what you should expect. And if it's not happening and you're sticking to the program, they should be prepared to make changes to the program. Sota Weight Loss does all these things. Why? Because they're state of the art. That's what it stands for. I don't have a day that goes by these days where I don't get an email from someone who has signed up for Sota Weight Loss. Steven just wrote me, Todd, my wife and I have been listening faithfully since you were subbing for the Maha. God rest him. We appreciate you staying true to God, stepping out in faith with the podcast. I'm happy to report I'm on day 3 of my Sota Weight Loss journey. My taxi cab moment was seeing myself preaching on Facebook Live recently and hating the overweight look. I don't want to be that guy anymore. Thank you for all you're doing, Reverend Steven. Steven, Reverend, thank you so much for listening to the show. What a mind blower to have a Reverend listening to the show. And you know what? He's not the only one. Appreciate you. It's SotaWeightLoss.com. It's where you join the Reverend, my wife, and the rest of the team at SodaWeightLoss.com. Just a sound. It's in the business. I think I did this the other day. We called this ambient sound. These are some folks who are walking through their pregnancy center. And it has been bombed. It's been blown up. Same ideology. Why are they tied together? Why are the abortionists tied together with the gender jackers? Why is that? They hate the human form. Right? They're eugenicists. They are eugenicists. That's what they want. They want the perfect human, which means not as created by God. Margaret Sanger hated black people. She wanted to kill them. And so she founded Planned Parenthood to kill, quote, the mud people. The useless eaters. The World Economic Forum considers a lot of us useless eaters. They seek transhumanism. It is satanic, guys. So this is ambient sound. It's people going through their clinic, which has been exploded. Thank the Lord Almighty, no one was there. This is in Sacramento, California. And they're just doing a walkthrough, and I'll kind of tell you what you see. The walls are burned. Furniture destroyed. That's how they did it. Super sad, because what does a pregnancy center do? It takes women who are pregnant and says, let us gather around you. You need help with the baby? Let's do that. You want to seek adoption? Let's do that. You want to have the baby and raise the baby? Let us help you with parenting classes. Let us come around you with monies, with job training. Let us come around you with prayer. Let us bring around you a team of people to pray for you, to pray the Holy Spirit upon you. If it's a religious center, if it's a Christian center, it does those things. That must be bombed. So Sacramento's Antifa, they did a different version of the video. Same footage, walking through a burned out clinic with the walls burned and the furniture destroyed and the filing cabinets blown open, the computers shattered. But they had a different take on it. And they wrote with great glee, weird, the first 17 seconds of AC/DC's Thunderstruck lines up exactly with the video of this center being having been bombed. Wonder why? Pritzkers and people who blow up buildings so they can kill more babies aligned on eugenics. Oh, you know the rest of the story, right? So, so-called health experts are seeking a complete overhaul of the United States public health system that would expand the role of the federal government, giving DC the authority to set minimum health standards and coordinate a patchwork of nearly 3,000 agencies. Minimum health standards, like what? Gender jacking of your kids? Abortion? More transhumanism, more mRNA injections. You think this is over with the COVID flu? Bill Gates wants to stick it in us. They want to trans all of us. Not in terms of gender, but they want to transhumanize us. They're saying it. They want to be God. Spiritually speaking, in the Christian teaching, there is one entity who believes he can beat God and become God. That entity hates the human form. That entity always tends to confuse with sex, greed, or power. That entity cannot make. That entity cannot create. That entity can only distort and destroy. And that entity thinks he can defeat God. That entity was the first to try to break up the family. That entity was the first to inspire murder in families. That entity was the first to insert sexual confusion. And that entity is flailing. So you can choose the side of gender jackers or the side of God. Oh, and keep this in mind as well. When they expand the U.S. healthcare system, well, not expand it, but they overhaul it, public health. Since the Republicans have seen fit to sell out on red flag laws, they'll have those to work with. A federal guideline for red flag laws. Gosh, I wonder if questioning gender jacking will be red flag material. I wonder if going to school boards and speaking out against gender jacking and pornographic perverse sex ed, I wonder if that will be red flag material. I wonder if a MAGA hat will be red flag material. I'll give you a prediction about how they'll roll this out. You know, the FBI just can't seem to get off their duffs to protect people from folks who intend to go commit mass murder, often using guns. They know they exist. They know that they're violent. They know they're planning things, but they don't get around to stopping it because they're busy working on pronouns and framing President Trump, et cetera, ad nauseum. And, you know, creating the hoax kidnapping attempt in Michigan. And as we learned with the Epoch Times and with Tucker and others, working to bring about the January 6th events. My prediction is if these red flag laws are passed into law and signed by the figurehead and passed into law and signed by the figurehead, that there's going to be a high profile near miss event, a close call event or two, where the ATF will come out and say, if it weren't for the red flag laws, we would have had another school shooting. If it weren't for the red flag laws, we would have had a mall shooting. If it weren't for the red flag laws, we would have had a mass murder at this church. But the red flag laws saved lives. That's my prediction. And at that point, all they need to do is declare a public health crisis. Different use of public health, same ends, to control. If you feel yourself getting angry, I was talking to my friend Chris, who's new to listening to the podcast the other day. He said, I don't know whether to love you or hate you. I said, uh-oh. And he said, no, because I want to be informed, but I find myself getting so angry. Let's remember this, that the Pritzker family, as evil as they are, Bill Gates, as psychopathic as he is, Tony Fauci, as deadly as he is, they're all misled. And they're all held in bondage. And any energy we expend hating them is energy we're not using to love our neighbors as ourselves. This is the hardest thing I have to say today. God loves the Pritzkers as much as he loves you and me. He just wants them to repent. And if they don't, I can't speak for God. God speaks for God. But I can read God's word. They will face the throne of judgment. It's inescapable. They can move their essence into AI and live in the cloud as software. Their soul is indestructible. Only the Lord can destroy it. Man, that was fun, wasn't it? Sorry, sometimes we have to get heavy because the news is heavy. This is the Todd Herman Show. If you think people need to hear this, use the share button on your app and send it to your friends. As always, please go be well, be strong, be kind, and be in prayer that we not let the enemy cause us to have hate in our heart for our neighbors. Let's be in prayer for that.